Well, when you give away all your draft picks, you've got to find a way to get some athletes and some potential superstars into your competition, into your system. And the Cats have always found a good way of doing that. And they've gone outside the box a little bit this time as well, with Paul Sapatolis, who's become a Category B rookie with the Cats after a very, very highly decorated underage basketball career. He's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're going well, thank you, buddy. Nice to have you on the program. Now, what does a young man who's 202 centimetres, who's captain Victorian Metro, who's been a gold medalist for Australia at the FIBA Oceania Cup and the Asian Cup in the last couple of years, what's he doing playing football, Paul?
So I'm sure as you guys all know that I used to play footy down at Yarraville Southern Eagles for 3 years.
Yep.
And I was part of the Maribyrnong Sports Academy football program on a scholarship, and then I reckon around 14, 15 years old, basketball pretty much said to me, you know what, you got to make a decision or, you know, you won't be able to make these Oz teams sort of thing. And sort of same thing that happened to Luke Jackson. He had to give up the football for about 12 months. And after he finished up at the World Championships, so similar to me, we both kind of decided that we wanted to go back to footy. And it was just the small things at the clubs, like the culture, the atmosphere, what football brings, and just the joy of being out on the field again.
Now, that makes sense to me because I love the game. I play it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it's the best game on the planet. But was there not significant interest or enough interest from the basketball community to tempt you to stay?
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot from, especially Europe, because of my background. Obviously, I'm Greek. A lot of interest in Greece, and I actually got asked to go to Olympiakos to try out, and 2 years ago I broke my foot, and then just ever since then something popped in the way, like an Asia Cup, Oceania or tournament, so I never really got to go over. But I reckon about 2 months ago a club in Greece said, you know, we'll sign you, you just have to be here in a month. I'm like, well, here's the contract, be in a month and you're playing. And I'm like, nah, because last year at Oceania's, I told my parents, you know what, footy's what I want to do, and I'll find a way to do it.
So wow. You said you haven't played football, Paul, since under-13s.
Yeah.
Now, obviously Geelong have signed you, but there was other clubs that I know that were interested.
Yeah.
How's your skill level at the moment?
All the clubs have said my skills are pretty good, so I'm just going to go off by what they say, but like, obviously, I've never really dropped the footy out of my hand. Like, even at school, I was always kicking the footy with all the guys at school. Last year, I was training with Ryan O'Keefe, Emma Sajeka, Josh Honey, Sam Ramsey. So I was always around people that are highly skilled in the AFL world. Tyron Baker, that's now at Carlton Football Club as a coach, helped me out a lot, and Anthony Koutafidis, close friend of mine, always helped me out. So I've never really lost the touch of it. The only thing that I lost dramatically was the endurance, but during this whole COVID pandemic, I bought a treadmill and I haven't really got off of it.
So just back to your basketball quickly. You played representative basketball with both Luke Jackson and Jay Rantel.
Yep.
Did you speak to them upon making your decision to sign with Geelong about, you know, you mentioned before the culture and, you know, the team environment that a football club offers. Did you speak to those two boys about that?
I spoke with Luke Jackson a fair bit. So it was Asia about a year and a half ago, and he said to me, you know, I'm going to play footy after Worlds. And I'm like, it's actually funny because I'm trialling with Adelaide at this stage. Like, we're in talks. And he goes, mate, I just miss the culture. I'm like, I'm exactly the same. I couldn't agree anymore. And, yeah, no, Luke Jackson's been really good with me. He's always been there to talk to. Yeah, he's a great kid. And Dre Rantel was a great kid. He just had in footy endurance-based body from I can remember. So 15 years old, the kid could just run all day. So I was never surprised he switched over to footy.
So, firstly, what's wrong with the basketball culture for you, obviously, to switch? But you talk about the offers that you had over in Europe. What about college basketball and getting an education over in America?
wasn't ever really interested in the college. I just wasn't interested in moving to America, especially from the stories I've heard, like, you get injured and that's it, you know, you're stuck with the education, you're not playing sport, really. You're just stuck at, say, for example, San Antonio, you're just stuck there. If you're injured, if you get injured, you know, you could be sent home just like that, and kind of put me off. And I was always saying, you know, I just want to play sport for high level, like, to be that my job. But yeah, just the culture difference. Basketball's more, you know, dog eat dog sort of thing. Like, it's more individualized. Footy, it's just, when I went to the Sydney Swans, I was like, Jesus, like, this is how it is. Like, everyone's just so happy for each other. Everyone gets around each other. It's just that I miss, like, messing around in the locker rooms, watching NBA, NFL, whatever it is. Everyone's just around each other all the time. And you're just in a great environment.
And so, Paul, why Geelong? Because obviously there were other choices that you could have potentially gone with. Did it have anything to do with the history Geelong have got in helping players that have come from other sports, or was it just the feel thing? Do you like surfing? What was the reason why you chose Geelong?
So obviously I trained at Adelaide at the start of the year. I was very happy with Adelaide, and I thought, you know, this is a club I'm going to end up at. But Geelong started talking to me, so Troy Selwood came to my house for an interview early March, so just before the pandemic, and he told me straight out what the plans were with Geelong, what they expected from me, and he told me what I expected from them, and I said, you know, just give me a chance sort of thing, and from them, until the stage 4 lockdown, we're training every weekend out at St. Mary's, and just the connection I grew with Troy Selwood. Stephen Wells was awesome. He pretty much said to Troy, you know, I've got trust in you to deal with this kid. And just to have the trust in a recruiter like that, like, I only spoke to Stephen Wells maybe 3 times before I got signed. So just you can just tell the trust they have in each other. And obviously all the boys, they started messaging me, Joel Selwood. It's just a connection I had to Geelong. And obviously it's only 30 minutes down the road because I'm just in Point Cook, which helped. But like I said, just the connection I had with the club.
Just one last one, Paul. You spoke about Olympiakos having interest in you. Were there any NBL clubs that had interest in you here?
Not really. Was never really desired to go to an NBL club. I always wanted to go in Europe because obviously that's where most of my family is. I did train at Melbourne United a couple of times 2 years ago. But yeah, I was just more Europe, yeah.
And the obvious question, which you haven't asked, are you a ruck or are you just a 202-centimetre wingman?
They've said, obviously, early off in the career, we're going to develop you as a ruck. But obviously, physicality, you might struggle the first couple of years. So I'll be alternating between forward and ruck. But at the end, like most players, 21, 22, I'll end up in the ruck pretty much full time.
Well, we look forward to seeing how you go. It's a great story. Another Category B rookie getting a crack at the Cats. There's been plenty of those. Mark Blitzarves has turned out pretty well if you need some advice on that sort of stuff. So I reckon you've got someone you can have a chat to down there at the Cattery. Good luck to you, Paul. Nice to find out a bit more about you. We'll be watching your progress with great interest.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Good on you. Paul Sapatolis, Category B rookie with the Cats.